Thank you and good morning. The Eureka Police Department is investigating a fatal shooting that claimed the life of an unidentified male victim at Hammond Park at 14th and E Streets in Eureka on Saturday night. Eureka Police have released few details surrounding the shooting, and the press release did not give the age or the identity of the victim or any possible suspects. Police believe there was a confrontation between two groups that led to shots being fired. When police arrived on scene, they found the victim unresponsive. He was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead from his wounds. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills said that this is the first homicide we have had this year, which is far better than the year we had last year. The death of a young man is very concerning, and we will expend every resource to bring the shooter to justice. Detectives and evidence technicians were still at the scene on Sunday morning, and police are searching for more than one person of interest in connection with the incident. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact Eureka Police. 18-year-old Carly Catherine Paulson has been identified as the driver who struck and killed Lawrence Bryant in a hit-and-run incident on Highway 101 south of Fortuna last Tuesday night. Paulson faces vehicular manslaughter and felony hit-and-run charges after her Chevy Tahoe struck Bryant on 101 headed southbound. Paulson then fled the scene on Highway 36. Bryant succumbed to his injuries at the scene, and the Chevy Tahoe Paulson was driving has been recovered. The CHP is asking for the public's help in locating Paulson, who lives in the McKinleyville and Miranda areas. She's an adult white female, 5'3", 120 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a traffic collision on Highway 299 in the early morning hours on Friday that involved a U.S. Forest Service firefighter assigned to fight local wildfires. The CHP was notified by Forest Service supervisors that firefighter Rafael Morales of Fontana had not arrived for work, and they had dispatched fire crews to search for Morales along the highway. At just before 11 o'clock in the morning, firefighters found Morales unconscious in his vehicle about 30 feet down an embankment west of Sabretooth Road. Morales had suffered major injuries and was extracted from his car and airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading for treatment. The CHP reports that Morales was headed eastbound when he lost control of his vehicle. Impairment is being considered a factor in that crash. Wildfires have been burning in local national forests since the middle of June, but forest officials are beginning to wind down operations as those blazes are brought under control. The most immediate impact from the containment of local wildfires is the improvement of air quality for residents in and around the fire area. The North Coast Air Quality Management District has issued no new air quality alerts, and in general, air quality will only be affected in the immediate fire area. Good air quality is expected across the region, and air monitoring stations will remain in place in Willow Creek, Hoopa, Crescent City, and other areas closest to those fire complexes. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has this week's Our Community News.
You will still see a logging truck rumbling down a Eureka street with a load of redwood logs on the trailer, and there is a good chance those logs could be milled locally. Some of those logs will be shipped to Gold Beach or to Weaverville, or as Gary Reinerson of Green Diamond pointed out in an interview, they'll be shipped to Reading to be turned into power poles. A company like Green Diamond still harvests logs from its privately owned lands. The biggest change, however, is that they no longer operate the sawmills, and that's where the local economy and workforce has taken its greatest hit. In addition to the closing of the sawmills that cost hundreds of jobs up and down the coast, there is far less logging being done on public lands, a stark difference from 30 years ago, when logging on federally owned lands made up as much as 40% of the logs harvested locally. Those combined changes have had a huge impact on local businesses and employment rates, and an economy built around logging and its associated services has changed the nature of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. Drivers in both Eureka and Arcata should be prepared for road construction throughout the week that may cause short delays in their morning commutes. In Eureka, work crews will pave the roadway on Fairway Drive. That work will impact traffic during business hours from 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. There will be one-way controlled traffic through the area. In Arcata, 9th Street between F and G Streets will be closed Thursday and Friday in order for work crews to perform maintenance and make roadway and sidewalk improvements. And that's the news on this Labor Day morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.